Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we started talking this week about five things you need to know today, and kind of based that off one of the local news stations used to do something, five things you need to know before you go to bed. And I want to share some things I think you need to know this week just to be reminded how much God loves you. Yesterday, we only got through number one, so I got to pick up the pace a little bit today. But I talked about reminding you to not believe in the lies of Satan that you are not loved by God. And we base that off Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. And we wrapped up yesterday in verse 9, where after Adam and Eve had sinned and ate the fruit from the only tree on the earth that they weren't allowed to eat, and they hid from God because then they knew good and wrong, evil, and yet they hid from God. But the Lord God called to them, "Where are you?" And we were just reminding you that God, since the beginning of time, has been pursuing us and wants to have a relationship with us. And if you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to go maybe check that out later today. You can hear it on our podcast. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. I also want to remind you that you can subscribe on iTunes or Podbean app. And just type in Hope Is Here on either one of those websites or those apps, and you can automatically get our 14-minute program sent to you each day after they air on the radio live. But I want to follow up with that from yesterday about do not believe in the lies of Satan that you are not loved by God, because that's what Satan was making Adam and Eve think. If God really loved him, he would let you eat from every tree, not just this one. But I got to ask you today, what is the lie that you are believing today? What is the lie that you are believing today? And usually when I'm believing a lie that God doesn't love me or there's something wrong with me, it's because I play that compare game. And I talk about every month, I would almost feel confident we could go back and there'd be at least one program that I would share about don't play the compare game. And I haven't shared it for, I don't know if I've shared it except in October yet. September, I'm sure I did, but now we're in October, so I'm going to go on to get my October quota in. But it's just one of the things that the Lord has really laid on my heart in the last 10 years is don't play the compare game. Because when you do, you're always going to either one of two things happen. Either one, pride's going to set in because you're better at somebody else in some area, whether it's your physical looks, whether it's your checkbook, your house that you live in, the car that you drive, where your kids go to school, how they are in athletics. I mean, the list goes on and on of things that we compare others to. Or what happens, unfortunately, more often, instead of that and the pride, it's the one thing maybe that we don't measure as well up in. And the enemy uses it to crush us and lies to us, says, well, if God really loved you, you would be better than them at this, or you would have more than they do. And I was talking with a friend the other day, and they're not allowed to drive, and they were just sharing that, you know, sometimes they have pity parties because obviously with this COVID-19, they feel real socially isolated. But they said, you know, I started thinking, wow, this one morning when I was feeling lonely, I've thought about somebody had texted me, they said, and just said, hey, how are you doing this morning? About 8:30. And then got a phone call from somebody at 10 o'clock. And then a friend, they said, brought them donuts. They had some leftover Krispy Kreme donuts from they brought to them. And they said, and then, you know, you called to check on me and said, it's not even noon yet. And I've had four different people check on me or reach out to me. And even one blessed me with donuts. And I said, well, that's great that you recognize that, and it's easy to buy into that lie that nobody cares or you're alone or because you can't drive, and that is really disappointing. But I said, you know, I talked with a friend recently, and they just shared one day that they didn't have any human contact for 2 days. Nobody called, nobody texted, and they have children. They're not married anymore, and yet they just said they felt so incredibly lonely. So if they decided the third day, they would reach out to somebody, and they called a couple of people, and not to say they're alone, but to check on them. And they said, you know, it winds up I was a blessing to them, and I was blessed by that. And it's so interesting because the Bible says that those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And so I want to encourage you today, if you're buying in that lie, nobody loves me, nobody cares about me. Number one, like we talked about yesterday, Jesus does love you. God loves you because he sent his one and only son, Jesus, to die for you and me so that we would never be separated from him again if we accepted Jesus as our personal Lord and our Savior. But secondly, just knowing that God is with us. He's always there for you. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. And that we can reach out and be a blessing to somebody else, even in our pain. And I know that logically doesn't make sense and emotionally doesn't make sense. But reach out to somebody else today. And it's also okay to just say, hey, I'm hurting or I'm struggling today too. But in this case, my friend reached out to somebody. They didn't let them know that it had been over two days since they'd had any contact with anybody. And if you're blessed to have a lot of people that love you and reach out to you and you're married and got family at home, people that check on you and healthy relationships, just ask the Holy Spirit to show you who is somebody I can reach out and call. Texting's great. It's better than nothing. But I tell you, there's nothing like a phone call and hearing somebody's voice during this COVID-19 season where a lot of people are socially isolated. All right. Second thing I want you to know today is remember with God, all things are possible. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Romans 8, 28, one of my favorite Bible verses, says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Doesn't say some things, doesn't say most things, it says all things work together for those who love the Lord and are calling to his purpose. And friends, he has a purpose for all of us. It may not be on a big stage or be popular on social media, but or lots of money, fame, but there's a purpose for all of us. There's people all throughout the Bible that were part of the most well-read book in the history of the world that, you know, had a part by just doing what the Lord asked them to do. And I have to be reminded in my life that over and over God has provided for me, and he has just showed up. I will never forget a year and a half ago when I had two guys living with me, part of the Hope is Here ministry, kind of started a halfway house and was trying to help them put their life together. But we were sharing my one car that had over 200,000 miles and that we didn't, I don't live close enough to a bus stop where it's safe to walk because there's a real busy road out near the, to get to the bus stop that's over a mile. The closest one was over a mile away. And so I just was like, Lord, I need you to provide a car. And then just out of the blue one day, about 2 weeks later, I get a text from somebody said, hey, do you have any needs? I said, yeah, actually I do. Can we have lunch? And so we did. So I just shared with what I was trying to do. And this person's fairly well financially, but I was just hoping maybe they might help with a couple of $1,000 or something to try to find a old car that just something would be at least get these guys to work and they could share. And this guy just picks up the phone and calls somebody that owns a car dealership, says, hey, I'm sending Greg over, and do you have a used car that's reliable? Told him what I was trying to do to help these two guys get back on their feet. And went over and looked and was blessed to be helped there. Paradise Motorsports was actually the place he sent me. I want to give them some love. And together with this guy's help, provided me a 2014 Volkswagen Jetta station wagon. And it gets phenomenal gas mileage. It had like 99,000 miles on it when I got it in June of 2019. And it's just been an unbelievable blessing. And hopefully it's going to get another 100,000 miles plus on it. And sometimes I forget that unbelievable blessing of God providing transportation like that. So don't ever sell God short. Remember, with God, all things are possible. Third thing I want you to remember and know today is that you can't earn God's love. You can't earn it. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Friends, we serve the Lord because we love him, and it's just a blessing to do that. And because of all God's done for us, we want to do that, but friends, I just want to remind you, you cannot earn God's love. Jesus earned it for us on the cross. And some of you need to be reminded of that. And I can remember my dad one time near the end of his life, having dinner with him and my mom, and he prayed before we ate, and he just did this simple prayer, but it was so powerful. I remember the first sentence. He said, "Lord, thank you for the joy of knowing you. Thank you for the joy of knowing you." When's the last time you thanked God that the creator of the universe, because of his one and only son, Jesus, and if you accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, that you just thanked him for the joy of being able to know the creator of the universe, the very one that gave you breath today? And I'll never forget that. My dad opened his prayer with that. Then he just went on and thanked him for the blessings on our family, and then thanked him for the food we're about to eat, and bless it to the nourishment of our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. And that was it. But how powerful it was. The fourth thing that I want to share with you today that I want you to know is that the arms of Jesus are always a safe place to run to. Psalm chapter 91, verses 1 and 2 says, "Those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." And it goes on, I think it's verse 4, to talk about that His feathers protect us, talking about like God being a big mother bird and how they protect their babies with their wings in the nest. Friends, God does the same thing for us, and I will remind you of that today. Fifth and final thing that I want to share with you, it says, "Do not judge others, for we all need God's grace every day." Do not judge others, for we all need God's grace every day. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Grace and truth. You know, sometimes, friends, we try to do what my dad used to say. We get out our measuring stick. You know, when we look at the way somebody handles a situation, and it's not the way we would do it. And I'm not talking about when things like people are breaking the law or things like that, but, you know, everybody's just wired up differently. But so many times, even people that are followers of Jesus, we want to put our measuring stick out about people and measure how they do things versus the way we would handle them. And I tell you, if you've not been in a leadership position, a lot of times you don't know how you would handle things unless you've been there. And some of the people that are most critical of people in leadership are people that have never been in a leadership position. And I don't say that ugly, but I hear people criticize pastors. And until I became one at 38, did it part-time from 36 to 38, so I've been doing it for 19 years. I used to second-guess pastors a lot, and I just thought I knew what I was saying, but I didn't. And then after doing it for 19 years, I understand I have a lot more grace, and I've learned to pray for pastors instead of criticizing them. So I want to encourage you today to extend more grace to people, because you know what? We're all going to need some grace. And I want to remind you, First Corinthians chapter 13 a lot at weddings, the love chapter. But you know what? That needs to be something that we exude every day, not just in marriages, okay? And I know I have a lot of single people that listen here, but remember that love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not keep any record of right and wrong. And maybe this week you decide, hey, I'm going to read that First Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, read those first 10 verses, and just ask God to help love others like He loves you. We're out of time today, but I hope you'll join us again for Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible, and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.